Let's see. Check.
What's good, y'all?
My levels are a little low. Hold on.
Just put the bass up as high as you can on mine.
Correct them.
All bassed out.
Let's see, which one's yours? This one's yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I can turn up the mic levels. Turn me up in my headphones.
Well, because the reason we have the green screen too is so that we can fucking Photoshop Mark in.
His big ass fucking
right,
head.
He's right here. This is like the...
Let's see, give me a little mic check, dog.
What's up?
All right, okay, I hear you. Okay. All right, I'm going to make sure all y'all sound good, you know? Which is mine? This is mine right here? Yeah, I'm pretty loud as shit. Pretty fucking loud. I'm going to lower mine to about right here. Okay.
What's up?
What about you, Seb?
What's up?
Which one's yours? This one's yours, right?
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, dog? I heard you were nervous.
I'm always nervous.
I heard you heard they were coming for you, dog.
La migra.
Will, how you feeling over there, dog?
Pretty good, homie.
All right.
Let me get a drink going, yeah?
You want to get a drink going?
Yeah.
I got my drink. Everybody got poured up or no?
Nah, I haven't gotten poured
up. My bad. All right. Let's do a cheers before we start this little podcast. You know what I'm saying? Here we go. We get into the ay-ay bowl a little later, huh?
All right.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
There you go. Ooh. That sounds nice. That sounds nice back there, huh?
Smooth.
Oh, you didn't finish it. I guess I'm the alcoholic.
Oh shit.
Okay. Now y'all say, hey, do it.
Getting crazy as hell.
Getting a little faded.
Doing a podcast, not hanging out on Cincy.
Well, this is kind of a podcast about Cincy, so
it's always Cincy with you.
Welcome.
What about like old Juarez stories? Right? Do those play?
Dude, I never went to Juarez. Did you go to Juarez back in the day?
I'm a little older. I got like at least 2 or 3 years out of Juarez before it started getting all wild as fuck.
Dude, I never went to Juarez, so I'm like, I can't tell you any stories. Let's see, tell a story, Doug. What's like the craziest thing that ever happened to you in Juarez?
Well, the dope stuff about Juarez was like back in the day is like, if you got, no matter how crazy you got, if you didn't murder anybody, you could pay your way out of any
paper. You're lying.
No, I have a story to follow up
on that. As long as it's not murder, dude, it's like 20 bucks will get you free. You know what I'm saying?
20 bills.
So we're going to assume you have experience in this field. In this field of what is that you're telling us right now. All right, let me go ahead and do my intro real quick. So welcome to Haven't Seen the After Party. I'm your gracious host, the horny boy, Aaron Seen, and this is my boy, Seb.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, plug in your app. What's your app?
At Life of Seb, y'all already know.
Yeah, I know Seb's over here. He a little nervous. He hella nervous. Then we got my boy, Will, over here. The So it's both of you are 1,000 grams, right?
Yeah.
All right, so second half, first half. I don't know. Who's smarter, you or Mark?
Well, I think we're both. I would say we're both equally smart, but I got a college degree. Mark straight out of high school.
Nah, hey, there you go, dog. I'm with you, dog.
So I guess as far as the first education half. Points, I'll say I got a little more.
You're the first half, then. Mark's the second half of. And we got my boy Jerry. I just met Jerry, right?
Yeah,
Jerry. I just met you today, my guy. How are you?
Chilling, dog. What about you?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. Tell us, plug your app. Plug your app.
My app is. I am valid.
Oh, hold on. Give me a second real quick. You know what? We're probably going to trade mics, dog. Just so I can hold this one and I know when it's working and shit. I'm sorry. It's because this cable's kind of shaky, so I had to. I got to improvise. Okay, go ahead. Say it again.
All right. My at is I am valid for all of them.
There you go, my guy. Well, welcome to my after party. How you guys feeling?
Chilling.
What'd you guys do this past weekend? What'd you do, Will?
Just work,
dog. So you guys finished. How long did it take you to do Chino?
We were there for about 3 weeks, but it was like a lot of like 1 hour, 2 hour like days.
Dude, that looked rough, man. Like, cause if you go in there, you see all the walls. You're like, God damn, dude.
It got like, what's crazy is some of the texture was like perfect for painting.
Yeah.
And then I at other sections, it's like motherfuckers didn't give a fuck about how they textured that wall. Like,
this. Mark.
Whoa, man.
No, it wasn't about the painting. I'm talking about like the drywall.
Hurts my eardrums, dog. Hey, remember I got these busted ass earplugs, bro. I got these headphones. So everybody that doesn't follow us like that. All right. So we're based in El Paso, Texas. Will over here works with, I guess like you guys, what would you guys say you guys do the most here at 1,000 Grams, dog?
Well,
cause you guys do art, you guys do fucking clothing,
art and murals, mural art, and then Mark's photographer does all the photography.
And then you got your own CBD coming up.
Yeah, hell yeah, we're gonna have our own CBD.
Dude, that was fire! I like it. I like it. We had a little taste right now. CBD. on point. Seb over here, he's a photographer out here. And what's like the biggest, like, in all of like the country, what's the biggest place you've done photography for?
I've done a couple festivals. I did
Plug 'em.
Decadence and Gold Rush, both in Arizona.
Dang, flex.
But my main
focus we get it. You got a big dick, guy.
The main focus right now is the guys over at Thousand Grams and I are going to start this new project, Pastry Gang Productions.
We're yeah, I know. Mark had been telling me about that like forever.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be running different art shows, like photo exhibits.
I told him, yo, dog, take a picture of me on the giant donut butt naked. And he was like, hey, I'll get back to you. Got back to me, so I think he liked the idea. Jerry, what do you do, my guy? Because you're in here, you were in here with Sebi over here.
Yeah.
Tell us what you were doing here besides Sebi trying to suck your dick. Because I know how he is. You can get that mic close to you. Sorry.
Like before I got you, or like this past week?
No, like no. We're all gonna talk about what we do first. So like, all what right. were you like? What do you do?
I make music and I play shows once in a while here.
Well, there you go, my guy. What's your ad again?
It's at I Am Uvalid.
Well, there you go, my guy. So how was everybody's weekend? What you do this weekend, Jerry?
I played at Green Door, actually.
Oh, okay. Fuck yeah. Okay. So you cool with Louie and all them?
No, this is for SMG.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Louie. what'd you do this weekend? You worked or no?
I worked over at Chino Chido, and then I had a show that I went to, the same show he played at.
Okay.
Just kind of fucked around all weekend.
Fucked around all weekend? didn't really get that much done. You know, I'm just doing my thing. What about you, Will?
Just pretty much work, dog. We work nonstop.
So nobody was at... I was only the... well, I work on Cincy, obviously. I'm the only degenerate that was on Cincy Block. I'm working on Cincy, but I'm still on
Well, that's
Cincy.
Me. That's me when I'm working at the bars. You know? I got to clock in, but it's not really like
you still fucking
in.
Working and shit. You're still fucking... You still bullying and shit.
Yeah, of course.
So, Seb, how long you been partying out here on Cincy?
On Cincy? Shit.
And here in El Paso, like everywhere.
Well,
how long you been doing this thing?
I started doing...
Not just photography. Like, how long you been out here bullying, dog? You been on your bullshit.
Honestly, well, since I was younger, I was out here bullying, like, downtown with the boys. Just kind of, like, rooftopping, like, going on buildings we're not supposed to, shooting stuff like that, partying, going to raves when Buchanan's used to be open.
Dang, look at this guy.
Then, like, once Cincy started coming back around, we started doing that, got involved with working there first.
You got involved with Louie a little later, though, right?
Yeah, and then I started
How did you
shooting.
Get involved with Louie? Louie's from Matt. Shout out to my boy Louie real quick.
We just met through, like, mutual friends. He kind of just put me on to shooting his events on out at the bars and stuff, and then later on led to shows and meeting everybody in the industry and... Now, you know.
Now you're just sucking everybody's dick. Okay.
Fuck.
And well, so you didn't do it? You just worked this whole weekend?
Yeah, I rarely go out.
When's the last time you went out on Cincy? Like, you went out. Now you're out there working.
The Chino Chilo opening.
Oh, you were out there on that Wednesday? Man, we got fucking hammered on that Wednesday.
Everyone
dude.
Was going crazy, dude. Even Mark.
Chino Chilo? Yeah, on Wednesday, that one Wednesday. And that's why I hate going to those fucking industry things, bro. Because every time we go, I walk out blacked out, dude. Like
that week, honestly.
And that was brunch weekend too. So it was Wednesday, and then I worked Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then brunch
Me
Sunday.
Too.
And then I went out Monday.
Yeah. Oh, dude! On Saturday, I thought it was Thursday.
Literally. On Saturday,
that's its own level of like athleticism, dog, to pull all that off.
Bro, it takes a unique type of person, and guess what, bro? You're looking at them.
Because
right
I'm at the point where, like, I'll have like 3 beers and I'm hungover right in my mind.
Really?
Nah, I'd be sticking to the rumps, you know.
Rump gang all day, my guy. Let's go. What about you, Jay? Jay, you look a little young, man. I'm not gonna ask how old you are because I don't want to, you know, indict myself on this podcast.
Allegedly,
but I'm gonna say, bro, I'm gonna say you 21. Is that cool?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Oh, wow, perfect, perfect. Because I'm like, oh man, I don't know. What about you, Jay? What'd you do this past weekend?
Past weekend, we just played Green Door. You know,
did you get lit though? Did you fuck it up?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, that's what I want to know. You can be honest with me, man. You're looking at me like I'm the police. I'm not the police. So we got to get into our second segment of the show, Horny Boy Hours, Horny Boy Stories. So I know, I wanted to start with Steb.
Pour me up another drink.
Because I know Seb out here, you a low-key fuckboy, right? Right? I'm going to pour you up here.
I'm a virgin, what you mean?
You lying. Anybody else good? Everybody else good?
I'm good.
All right. So tell us, Seb, how long you been doing this photography thing?
how long have I been taking pictures for? I think this is, I'm going on to my third year. Like,
third year taking pictures?
Doing photo, like, as, like, my...
So, senior. Like, if I asked you, how many titties have you shot? You gonna tell me? How many pairs of titties?
How many pairs of titties have I shot? Honestly, a lot, but it's not really, like, my go-to. I usually just kind of stick to, is like...
You, okay, you so you kind of, like, do the art thing first?
Yeah, like, you I do fuck vision with, and shit. I really fuck with, like... Like, doing nude photography is honestly super sick. It has its own art to it, like Playboy, all that shit, like, super dope. But I just kind of always stuck to doing more, like, album cover type shit, you know, getting as creative as possible with it. But some of my homegirls would always be like, yo, like, I need you to do this for me. And I'm like, yeah, I got you. Like, whatever. You just, like, kick it, do the shoot.
All right, so I'm going to be honest. How many times has being a photographer gotten you laid?
Being a photographer?
Like, just strictly just because, oh, man, that's sad. Like, you got that fucking cloud.
I feel like every girl that I talk to...
You lying! Get out of here!
Nah, I might be capping a little bit. Nah, but for real, like, everyone kind of hits me up on that tip. Like they know what I do, and, like, they fuck with my work, so it kind of makes things a lot easier. Okay. Especially on Cincy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's where all the thoughts... That's, like, that center right there.
Everyone's just trying to be on that clout shit.
They're just trying to get...
They're
trying to find their next Khalid. They're trying to find their next sugar
daddy. What you mean? Oh, I got that sugar daddy, man. I don't know about you. Maybe you will. I don't know. I got no sugar
yet,
daddy.
Not yet.
So, what about you, Will? So, I see you and your brother got this nice little studio going on. You mind? Tell us one of the horniest, legendary 1,000 grand
shows. For sure. Like, I would say Mark, dude, it's like, if you could play back the video on our security tapes and shit.
I want to know the type
like,
of shit goes down.
After our parties, exclusive parties, it's like, we keep it real low-key. We don't really promote that we have the spot.
One time you guys had one of these girls on here from, like, on my Instagram. And, like, I guess she don't get invited to, like, those type of things. Bro, she was posting, like, the bunny. I knew she was here. I was like, damn, bro, she'd never been there because she was posting everything.
Was putting it on blast.
Yeah, she was putting it on her story, and I was like, yo, chill. Like, have a drink. Relax back there. Damn, okay, we get it.
Sit your ass down.
Okay, we get it. You at the 1,000 gram studio. Fuck, man. God damn.
But I would say even sometimes, though, we've had, like, photographers roll through to use the studio.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I don't know if it's just people, like the studio. It's what's up. But we've had a couple of shoots where it was just, like, it felt like we were in a strip club and shit.
Yeah, girls all pussy out, crazy shit.
What's the craziest fucking photo shoot you had here?
I would say, wow, dog.
Like, what's the baddest bitch you had in here?
The baddest bitch? Well, I don't know. I kind of like them all natural, though. So it's like, it depends on what your style is. Mark's had girls in here with, like, big old titties, and, like, also A cups were allowed, too. Like, we don't disagree.
No, but, like, hey, that's your preference. Tell us, that's what I'm asking. Like, who do you think?
Let's see. Fuck.
Putting you on
it's gonna be off the record. You're gonna hear bleep,
bleep.
Well, let me think. I don't even remember. Dude, there's so many. You lose track of the names.
I'm gonna say Natalie back here when she had her ass posted against that fucking desk right there. Natalie, if you ever listen to this, I want your cheeks.
Wow.
No, but like on you, like, what do you think? Who's your favorite that you've had here?
Oh, you know what? With Laura, I always like shooting with Laura.
Yeah, Laura is cool, Laura, bro. Laura Frazier.
Oh, shit, dude. Laura, I totally forgot about fucking Laura.
She's shot here. She's really sick. She has a dope style and everything.
Yeah, she's cool.
Like,
she's
actually
cool,
like, because a lot of people, they, like, I know on Instagram, they're popping. But then when they come in here, it's real, like, put your hand in your pocket and pose.
And
Laura's,
they're just like
real natural, real, like,
oh, okay. Like, she already has that kind of, like, swag and shit. Okay.
Yeah, she shoots all the time with a bunch of photographers.
Who's the baddest bitch you think you've ever shot? And you're,
shit,
like, in your,
it's
like,
gonna be a,
let's,
LA.
In my, yeah, honestly, like, definitely not from EP.
Basically saying y'all ain't shit.
Nah, there's a lot of pretty girls out here.
So the prettiest one from anywhere else and the prettiest one from El Paso.
You know, you gotta do double time.
Now you gotta do double
time. Honestly, alright, I'm gonna give a shout out to my homie Amber Greer. Like, you already know, she's one of my best friends that I've shot with for.
He shouted out because that's his best friend. That's why.
Nah, she knows what she's doing. She's dope. She always got a dope style, dope, like, fits, everything.
Okay.
Outside of town, honestly, like, I shot with this random girl in Austin one time. She actually turned out to be my friend now further down the line. Her name's Ashley Metro. She's super fucking sick. She's, like, really artsy, everything.
Okay.
So, I mean, other than that, I mean, I just try to shoot with whatever I think looks cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, okay.
I'm not going to, like, shit on anybody else.
But even though you already shit kind of, like, it's just on more all like, of our paths already.
It's just more on the tip of, like, there's a lot of girls who don't necessarily have experience doing photos. So, yeah, they're kind of a little more awkward on camera compared to, like, when you go out of town.
So, like, let's say you're on Instagram and you guys are looking for, like, somebody to shoot. What do you guys look for, like, right away?
Usually their style, the way that
they What style, though? What's that? What's
like,
that?
What they're wearing.
You got to understand, not everybody's a fucking photographer. Well, the style. What's a style?
All right, like, definitely clothing is a huge part. I usually try to tell a story with all of my pictures whenever I shoot with a girl, so usually come up with a badass outfit and then a location to go with it. And mm-hmm. then when it comes down to it, just more like how you present yourself in front of the camera. Some girls are just like real like fluid with it, like natural, like poses are like different, rare, like it's not just like all ass out, like same pose every single picture type shit, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, what about you?
The Susia pose. I guess girl next door, like real, like it's like those girls that you know you're going to have to try to get. Like, it's not just, like, okay, a quick, like, so if a girl has, like, that...
You're going to have to get her out of her shell and shit.
Yeah, because I feel like because they're more unobtainable, they're more desired and shit, you know?
Dang, that was fucking... Oh, desire, bro, that desire. Yeah, that's word. No, y'all need a sign in here that says desire, dog. Y'all got to think about that real quick. Let's talk, Jay, you're being a little quiet back here, man. How long have you known Seth?
I've known him since middle school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you guys go way back. Okay. Yeah. All right. And how? Like, what do you think about this guy? You can be honest.
He's been, honestly, like, I've known him since he started DJing before I even got into, like, photos and shit. This is when I was, like, making vlogs and stuff. And I already, like, okay, knew this man was up to, like, the works of, like, promoting shows, being in the rave scene, you know, getting his name out there, being a DJ. And he's just stuck to it, like, so I'm proud of him, like. He does
Dang,
shit.
Getting deep
like,
over here.
Today
dog.
We did a badass shoot. You know, it's always good just to like work with the people around you. Like later down the line, like you don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, like, yeah. You can always say like I worked with that person.
Yeah, hell yeah. When it comes down to it, it's just all fun.
Okay. So what do you guys have planned this coming weekend? I know it's barely Monday, but
shit, this weekend I got Arius on Friday.
What's that?
Arius is this DJ duo. It's like this guy and his girl. They throw down, I think, some dubstep hardcore shit.
Okay.
Sudden Death the next day. You gotta know who Sudden Death is. Also a crazy dubstep artist.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, probably just smoke weed and edit pictures.
You're gonna be out there on Thursday, though, right? You're gonna be out there on Cincy?
Yeah, I'll be out on Cincy Thursday.
Being a little fucking Cincy thought?
Taking pictures. Also, the Chromio DJ set.
Oh, yeah. Chromio. I was thinking about taking
it. Where's that gonna be at?
Chromio's gonna be at Lost and Found.
Yeah, a lot of shit going down this weekend.
Yeah, dude. That's all on Thursday.
Thursday?
Over at Lost and Found. I'm kind of thinking about taking the night out, dog, because I've never seen Chromio live.
There's a show on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
Yep.
Honestly,
dog, there's always shows. Like,
it's great to see it too.
You used to have to wait. You'd wait, and maybe someone would blow into town.
Like, oh fuck yeah! Like everyone's kind of hyped around one show, and now it's like, oh, yeah, show this week, show next week.
Yeah, I mean, it's good though. Like, there's just constant like events going on.
Yeah, like
activity.
Constant.
People are all out.
Oh yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Nightlife's been fucking. It's been pretty sweet lately here in El Paso.
Now with all this 12 around.
Yeah, I know. What is that, dude? Like when we're working at Chino Chilo's, like it was insane,
dude. I was on.
I got pulled over like 3 times.
Dude, year. I don't know why, dude. Like they've been like trying to fuck it up. I don't know.
The cops had like the great.
They're
like,
doing they're doing like the fucking. Just I don't know, dog.
Kicking everyone off, dog. Like.
I didn't really notice it at first. Like, people would be like, yo, there's so many fucking cops out here. And by the time I go outside, they're like, all right. They're like, all right, it's 3:30. Let's get out of here. It's 3:00. Let's get out of here. We've already done a job. No, but dude, I honestly don't know what the fuck. Like, it's been crazy. Like,
I mean, it's a good thing. Like,
have you ever had a pepper spray, anybody?
Shit.
Not that I know of. We had like that one big fight outside Cincy one time, but that was like a few weeks ago. That shit looked fucking. There was like a Fit Fan video.
It was like a Royal Rumble. Someone had
yo,
a fucking
practically,
gold belt.
Bro. They had like some girl, like, oh my god. Dude, it's getting all crazy on me, dog. I don't know how my boy. I gave this mic to my boy last time, or The Wire, and he had it like casually the whole time, and then with me, it just keeps kind of like moving. Okay, there. I just gotta stay like this. I can't move. No, dude, so there was like that FitFam video of like some girl like on her knees, like I guess she was trying to bite a cop or something. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. How's that like your first instinct?
I don't know. Why would you even want to like bite, bro? Fuck, a cop?
It almost makes you wonder like what charges they can add to
this. Yo, you'd be like, shit. Yo, why the fuck are you trying to... Oh, yeah, dude. No, but I mean, it's been kind of good. I mean, I think it's good. Just because, you know, like you don't have fucking people getting fucking fights. People try not to
it helps like keep it in
order. Yeah, because I know like old Cincy. Like when there was like the Loft and Cincy Bar, and there was like Bar, there was a lot of older
you. That was back when like, the Garden was still popping, right?
I remember going to the Garden Street. I remember
$3
sushi on Wednesdays.
Dude, that's what I missed the most. Yeah, that $3 sushi.
I don't like sushi. That was a long time.
One time, there's this one time me and my friend Ivana took edibles and went to $3 sushi. And I thought the waiter had roofied me, dog. Straight tripping.
You didn't know they did that?
He kept bringing it.
I thought that was a $3 roofie roll. I thought that was a $3 roofie roll, dog. I didn't know.
That was wild, man. But the sushi was super fire. I remember one time someone cut their leg in the little pool outside of the garden during Trap Thursday.
Dude, I mean, that little pool was cool and everything. Like, oh, it was
nasty.
I've been in there a few times. You probably got
the coronavirus.
I can't get the coronavirus.
The first iteration. Before it mutated.
Patient zero right here. Yeah.
Right in the living goddamn fucking flesh. No, dude, those were the days back in, like, Garden, like, old downtown.
Dark Horse.
Yeah, those bars were cool, man. Those bars were dope. But, no, like, I was talking about Cincy, like, that old Cincy. Because I only know because one of my my aunt's friends, she, like, walked off to her car by herself. She got raped. So, like,
what
it's
the old Cincy stuff?
So, there was a lot of rapes that were, like, an old Cincy and shit. So it's kind of cool to kind of like see the cops and shit, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
doing their fucking job.
Go out to Austin, 6th Street, you got a whole fucking line of cops on these.
They
big
close
ass
the whole
horses,
street down.
Like,
they close the whole street down.
That
shit.
For real?
In
Austin, they'll have like the fucking barricade, like
of horses, bro.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
All out there.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Ready.
Like, I've never been out there. Like, I've been out there like during the week. So like on the weekend, like on a Wednesday night, we were out there. So like it wasn't like all high profile of that, but.
I've been to Austin at least like over 20 times in the last like 2 years now. I went for Halloween. All right,
we get it. You're fucking cool, man.
I love that city. Like, there's
no. It's cool, dude. It's a really cool city. It's like real green and like it's kind of like small. Like it's a big city, right? But like,
is it humid over there?
It's real. It's because we live in the fucking desert, so we don't see no fucking trees like that. Man, we pull up to Austin. I was like, God damn, there's a lot of fucking trees.
It's scary, dog. You so used to being out in the open. It's like, who the fuck's in these trees?
Fucking cops hiking in these goddamn trees. Why the fuck they have so many goddamn trees?
You get all paranoid as fuck.
Yo, where's like the one city that you've partied in that you're like, yo, fuck yeah, that's not like you would go back just to party in that city.
Austin.
Bat,
bro. I was at an after party. There used to be this place called Kingdom, right? You end on 6th Street at 2 a.m., go up the street, little alleyway, huge ass club. It was all indoor, like blacked out. It was just like neon lights flashing through little holes through the sides of the ceiling and the floor. And it was just like bass all the way, bro. We walked out of there 7 in the morning, went to an after party after that. That's this homie's like,
they go all the way to 7.
Bro, it got to the point where we were just out until somebody sobered up enough to drive home at like noon.
Because Vegas is like that.
Vegas
that's like my shit right there.
Yeah,
we're like, we're nocturnal though. Like,
yeah.
I've only ever been to the Vegas airport, honestly. I've never been out there to party. I'm going to go for EDC this year, so I mean, that's going to be fun.
Dude, Vegas is fucking dope. I love Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is sick, dope.
It's kind of expensive, but like, it's fucking dope. Fuck yeah. No, I know, like, the clubs in Miami, they go to, like, they just keep going.
Yeah, I think there's clubs in New York that are, like, 24-7.
Yeah, they just keep going. Because I saw somebody tweet, they're like, oh, my boy started at 7 p.m. at Space, and it's 11 a.m. right now, and they're still going. I'm like,
They got the workers, like, on a hospital shift? Like, they just trade every 12 hours
and shit? They're just like, all right, man, good luck, I'm out of here. Just fucking clock out like nothing and shit. Dude, I can just imagine that. No, what's the one city that you've partied in that you're like?
Vegas, dog.
Vegas for sure?
Yeah.
What's the craziest Vegas story you got for me?
Fuck, dude, I don't even know. Well, we went to Agenda out there, and we were there. It was the Agenda that Migos started, like, blasting off during the fight. And we got escorted out and all that shit.
What was that at? Like a festival,
it was
a club?
Agenda, dog. It's basically.
Oh,
like,
okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So it's almost like Complex Complex.
Yeah.
Just businesses and shit.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's fucking wild.
And so everyone just showing off like their brands and doing new stuff and shit.
The first time I fucked. So this is the first time I ever went to Vegas. And my boy was like, yo, fly out. I had just broken up with my ex. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm 21. I'm going to fucking ride out. So I flew out. Well, first time on a plane. First time in Vegas, dog. I'm doing this shit by myself. I land in Vegas. And the last night we were there, it was just me and my boy. Because, like, we were with this couple. And they kind of just dipped. Like, they were doing their own thing. Weak. So, yeah. So, no, everybody was like, they were, like, on hella drugs. Everybody. I didn't really do drugs then because I was like, no, I'm a son of God. I'm still a son of God. What the fuck I'm talking about? Anyways, I landed in Vegas, bro, and the last night we were there, Jesus, I did, oh my God. So I was like, yo, we went to Marquee. You ever been to Marquee? Inside the Cosmos, so they have like a rooftop, and you kind of like overlook part of the strip. We were in there, and we kind of like took a little bit of like, you know.
Magic dust.
No, not magic dust, magic candy. Oh. So I was like, dude, my boy had brought it over from like Cali. So I was like,
oh, all natural, gluten free.
Gluten free. All night enhancements. Zero fucking calories. You know that shit hit smack. I was fucking like, oh, fuck. And so all of a sudden, we're like inside the club. And I'm like, this girl starts grinding me. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm hanging out with her. And before I know it, dude, like she's sitting on the rail and I'm kind of just fingering her inside the bar. And I look back behind me and my boy's just like, fuck yeah, he's just leaning against the other rail and he's just like,
fearing, yeah, yeah. Elbow deep in that bitch.
But no, under her dress. But then, bro, we get out. Oh my God. I don't know, my boy didn't tell me anything. This girl was a chunker, bro.
Ooh.
She was kind of busted too from her face. I was like, oh, I was like, dude.
I've had that. It's tripped out. Like, it's like you would like to think that, oh, I can, like, you girls are coming.
Yeah.
We've been in the hottest and it's like, I guess, you know, I mean, chubby girls need love too.
Hey, you know what? I gave her a good time. She was like, do you and your boy want to come back to our hotel at Luxor? So we hop into the same taxi and I was like coming off, I was coming down and I look at my boy and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And my boy's like, let's go. So I was kind of,
but
I was still kind of down to fuck. So I was like, well, let's just go upstairs for a little bit.
Well, that's rule number one. We'll never talk yourself out of pussy, though.
Nah, dude. I mean, fuck it. Dude, we're in Vegas. My first time in Vegas. If I'm gonna smash the chunkers, I might as well fucking do it then.
Oh, my God.
So we walk up, but then I got cold feet. So I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. So we ran out. But, bro, this girl was weird. Like, she got weirdly attached. And she was texting me, wow, I thought you were different. Blah, blah,
blah. What? How'd she even get your number?
We're in Vegas. Because, I don't know. I'm just saying,
went through your phone editor or something. Sure.
This girl was from Tombstone, Arizona. Ooh. So
Tombstone.
That's already like.
She was like a nurse or something out there. I didn't even know they had nurses.
I didn't even know Tombstone, Arizona existed.
Oh, bro. Man. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, she's like from way out in like somewhere in Arizona. But yeah, and then so we're running back, and so I didn't really know like prostitutes kind of just hung around the strip. So like these three chicks come up to us and they just kind of like start groping me. They're like, oh, you sexy. You sexy. That buddy in my shirt. I'm like, fuck yeah, bro, pussy. And my boy grabs me. He's like, yo, Aaron, let's go. I'm like, dude, we got girls. And he goes, Aaron, they're prostitutes right in front of them. We ain't prostitutes, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, shit. So we start running, bro. But I was still kind of horny, so I was kind of like leaning back. Hey, come on.
Yeah, yo, I'm down.
Let's give these girls a chance. Maybe they're nice.
Maybe they're different.
Maybe they won't charge us.
Be like, you know what? You got down. I'm gonna let this one go.
I owe you someone.
I owe you $50. No, and then we almost got ran over in the middle of the intersection because we had to run across the street.
I've almost gotten ran over a couple of times.
Yeah.
Faded.
For real?
Yeah.
When was the last time you almost got ran over?
In Austin. I was walking, bro. Me and my boys are walking downtown, going straight to the Capitol, taking pictures and shit around there. And I'm walking with a double cup and we're killing a whole bottle of Crown. Like, we parked, we were killing a whole bottle of Crown, and we were just going to walk around, do our own thing, whatever. And I'm just walking, bro, with my double cup right here. And my homie walks up, yanks me back, and my car just goes zoom straight past me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Like, there's a car.
Well, you could have been your lottery ticket, Sam.
Yo, for real. You just kind of hit
You're a big dude, dog. You would have folded over on the
All you got to do is kind of jump on the windshield, dog, and hope you roll over. That's it. There you go, dog. Hey, one of my boys out here, like, saw us talking about old downtown. Like, when it was, like, I don't think you guys remember. So, there was, like, Black Pearl, remember Republic, and, like, Plum and all those fucking bars.
I remember Plum over there.
Yeah. So, we were out on a Thursday night one time. And I don't know what we were doing. We were, like, looking for my boy. But it was crazy down there, bro. Like, cars, like, there was no police, bro. Like, cars, it was like a wild, wild west down there. Yeah, dog. People, like, my boy got ran over. So, he's, like, running. I was across the street already. So, I look behind me. He's running. Bro, they take him. Boom! His feet go flying, bro. He loses his shoes. Ends up on the floor, and I was like, oh, shit. But I was still at the age at the time, dog. So I was like,
crucial moment in time, like, do I book on my boy?
Do I book on my boy, dog, or do I get busted? Because yeah. I was like, fuck. So I was like, I texted my boy. I don't know if he saw, well, he saw it till like the next day, but I was like, hey, man, we're booking it. Like, I don't want to get busted.
He's all trying to take it back while he's still on the floor. Like, it's all good.
His fucking screen's all cracked.
He's like, yo, I had to dip, bro. My Uber was outside.
Yo, dog, my bad. I'm dipping. Yeah, dog, that's how fucking crazy it would get down there. Like, fucking, I'd always see like car wrecks down there, fucking going over the sidewalks and shit. I don't know.
Well, that's what really changed everything too. I mean, dude, I remember Paso had no nightlife. It was Juarez nightlife.
Yeah, like way
and then back because when. Juarez like kind of like lost that generation that couldn't go.
Yeah,
became El Paso nightlife. That's when everything really started.
Yeah. What's the fucking craziest thing you ever did in Juarez?
Dude, I'm not gonna say how old I was, but like back in the day, we used to rage, like, especially because Juarez is 18. You're legal to
drink. Yeah,
you're
18 when you're 15.
Yeah, 18 is a drinking age. We'd be turning up, and then we wanted to get some fucking energy powder. Dog. We're trying to get some energy powder, and my cousin was like, "Well, I know a place we can get some, but it's not like it's not a Walgreens and shit, right?" So we go into the sketchiest alley, dog. We walk into the house. And we were just kind of like knocked on the front door, like in some random hood in Juarez, like Barrio 13 style. Dude, and we knocked on the door and we're just like, fuck, dude, like, is this even the goddamn house? Like, what are we doing? So like, hey, we're here to buy some powder. And then fucking, dude, so we like, they open the door and this motherfucker opens the door and he's just like real serious. And you, so it's like, well, now do or die. We want to keep partying or not. We fucking tell him, like, yo, we're here to get some stuff. We told this is the spot.
Uh-huh.
And the guy just kind of like, all right, come on in. We're walking into this sketchy ass little shack house, full.
Uh-huh.
And then we're standing there. There's a dude sitting on a fucking like little single chair, like couch, like just chilling.
Uh-huh.
With a shotgun in his hand.
You're lying.
I swear. He's just sitting there just holding the shotgun. And then the guy's like, who told y'all that there's shit here? And right away we're like, oh no, one of the guys at the we were at the bar and he said to come here and
I'm all like, nervous down,
all shook as fuck, dude. And the next thing we hear is this old lady, like older lady and shit, she's just like, ah, está bien, mijo, que quieran, aquí está lo que quieran. And just fucking like lays it all out on the table, dude. I'm talking about like Scarface style, like, what the fuck? And we're just kinda like still shook, full, you know, like trying not to shit ourselves, like, fuck, let us get a la 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 la. Fucking just kept partying that night, dude. And I became the plug for after that.
And you just show up to the house, yeah, hey, primo!
Yeah, well, she was called La Tia. La Tia. That's how we knew her, dude. She's like, yo soy La Tia.
Ah, hey. A couple months ago,
I was in J-Town. We were partying at Kentucky, me and the homies. Uh-huh. And we're leaving.
That's just like the toe in the water.
we're leaving, and me and Stevie decided to go take a piss in the alley, whatever. As soon as I turn around, there's two cops pulling up. And I was like, oh, like, whatever, like, we're out of here, you know?
We out here.
I'm American.
So one of the cops says, oh, you think you can do this in the United States because it's not legal over here, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, we're going to detain you for 36 hours. This is what she tells me and Stevie. Me and Stevie are blackout, pissed drunk, bro. Pissing in the alley and shit.
Dude, that's the worst. But they don't feed you.
And
you,
I was
you,
like,
you guys drink water from like a leaky faucet and shit.
I was like, 36 hours? Like, no one even knows I'm out here. I got shit to do in the morning. Like, I got to work tomorrow. And then
come back home, there's already like a missing person.
I remember I had 40 bills in cash in my back pocket. And I was like, okay. I was like, you guys want to pat me down, whatever. I get patted down. No more $40 in my pocket. Like, all right, go ahead, get out of here. Bounce.
You got finesse, though, dude. 10 would have been fine. That's
yeah,
why you gotta
dog.
Keep, you gotta keep a dummy stash of cash. Like the cash
I'm gonna start carrying my knife. I got $10, dog. I give you 15, dog. You're pushing that.
That would 15. Probably work. Dude, just some counterfeit $5 bills or shit. So
they probably don't even know, dog. I got a fake ass $10 bill at my house. I think I'm gonna fuck whenever I go to Juarez.
Hide that shit just in my get, sock. Just dog. Get wild as fuck.
Hide that shit in my sock just in case I ever get fucking busted. I know some fucking my first ex, she was out of Juarez one time and she got put in a paddy wagon.
Ooh.
And I'm kind of glad she did. Fuck you. That's what you get for breaking my heart, bitch.
Heartbreakers
out here, dog. Really though, fuck. Well, so we're gonna talk about some. We got like 10 more minutes before we get into the AI bowl. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm gonna need another drink.
I know Seb out here is nervous, dog. He a little nervous. Is that good? Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Get you up, dog. We gotta re-up. You good out here, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm good.
You a little quiet, man. You nervous?
Nah, I'm chilling, dog.
You chilling? Yeah. Nervous? Fucking my cable. See, I can't even move. I just gotta stay like this. Jerry, you got a girlfriend?
Nah.
Jerry, you fuck around a lot?
Nah.
When's the last time you fucked?
Last time I fucked? I can't say that, dog.
Damn!
You have to just bleep it out.
You got the off record, huh? So it was like, we'll say a while ago or very recent?
It was pretty recent.
Dang, my guy Jerry, dog. He's a fucking fuckboy, for real. Yeah, here fucking. All right, let's grill Jerry. Y'all ready? Let's grill him. So everybody got a question for Jerry. Seb, you go first.
Any questions?
Anything you want, we're going to grill. And we're going to take turns. We're going to grill each other.
All right. When did you lose your virginity?
That's a solid I can't see that, dog.
Ooh. Damn. Bro.
That's because it's gone or because you still got it?
Nah.
I still got it.
You still got it?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say I still got it.
Dang. Jay, you a fuckboy, huh? You fucking around. He out here fucking around, dog. He got a girl out here and he's like, yo, I can't put myself on blast like that and shit. Will, go ahead. Ask some time.
Fuck. When is the first time you got shit faced, dog?
Good question.
Describe the first time you got shit faced.
Detail.
Whatever you remember.
Whatever I remember.
Yeah.
The first time I got shit faced, how shit faced.
Man, make sure to put that mic a little because I don't want to put you too high where it starts going.
Dude, like the first time you knew you were fucked up. Like no turning back. You want to get off that roller coaster.
Like you were like, dude, I don't want to do this.
I don't
want
to be drunk no more. Can I go back home?
Honestly, that was like 3 years ago.
What happened?
At Elephant Butte.
Whoa! Yeah. Out of nature.
Yo, honestly, I got a funny ass Elephant Butte.
Yo, we're not talking about you. We're talking about hold on to that thought real quick. Yo, my boy Sam want to tell all the stories out here, dog. He got a story for every county in New Mexico and Texas, dog. We grilling Jerry right now, all right? All right? Jerry, when's the last time you had a serious relationship?
Like, last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Did it end ugly?
Nah.
Y'all, no, so I just kind of...
They're mutual, that's nice.
It's mutual? So you guys weren't together for very long?
Yeah, we were together for like a year.
A year?
Awesome. Yeah, that's a long time.
And you guys got out mutually? Dang, bro. That's lucky right there. That's lucky. All right, Seb, let's go ahead and grill Seb. Jerry, you go ahead.
I thought
ask
I was
going
to tell my Elephant Butte story.
No, you wait till the fucking
end. You got to start working into the grilling.
This guy's like, I got an Elephant Butte story.
I'm so when'd you lose your virginity? I was at Elephant Butte.
Yeah, drink that whole thing. You won't. All right, go ahead, Jerry. Ask him a question. All
right. What age did you lose virginity?
What age?
Yeah.
I was 15.
Dang. So like what, last year?
Nah.
How was it, dog? Describe it.
Honestly, what do you mean? It's like any other.
Were you nervous? Was it in the car? Your mom's
couch?
Was your butt sore? I was in Cruces, actually.
Okay.
And I was staying at my homie's crib. We were all having a party. I used to go to Cruces all the time to party with all the NMSU boys and shit. This one girl, she was a foreign exchange student. She was staying at my friend Nadia's house. She was going to NMSU.
Okay.
She had a party and shit, and we ended up hooking up on this futon couch. I lost my virginity on a futon couch. And my boy Elijah, shout out Elijah, he's in the same room, passed out on the master
bed.
He wasn't
passed out, though.
He's back there like...
To this day, I'm pretty sure that motherfucker was awake the whole time.
Like, oh, for sure.
you got the motherfuckers with a
somebody was rustling those bed sheets. They were moving themselves, going, like, hey,
Nah, but yeah, I was 15. I'm pretty sure she was like, I think like 18, 19.
Oh, so she took advantage of you. Yeah. Allegedly.
Can't implicate nobody in this.
Yeah, no, we can't be out here fucking each other on blast and shit, right? We don't know. These are all allegedlys, all right?
Nah, what? Why is it that every girl can go out here and say that they got raped and all this crazy shit? I mean, some of them do.
You already
say
some of them do.
But why is it when it comes to guys, it's like, oh, you're just a fuck boy.
Yeah, that's
true. It's like, what? I'm going to start, every time a girl touches me now, I'm going to be like, oh, no, get away.
Get your hands off my fucking.
I can't do this.
Get your hands off the jewelry. Get your hands off the merchandise.
Nah, but it goes both ways, for real, for real.
All right, let me ask you a question, Seb.
I'm gonna take another shot.
He's about to hit you with some shit.
Seb, you ever suck? Oh no, I can't ask that question. She's a homegirl.
Oh shit, dude, it's getting real like precise.
Nah, I was gonna get precise.
You can't use no names. I know you're about to pull up a name.
I'm about to pull my name cards out real quick. No, when's the last time you sent a thirsty ass DM?
Last time I sent a thirst, honestly,
like you said something like, "Yo, let me go over and fuck her," something like.
I don't really do the whole the like DM thing. I've never really like the tongue emoji with the fireball and the fire. I mean, I don't really fuck with the whole DM thing. At least through Insta, I'm more of a Snapchat type guy.
Hey, so that's all
but probably.
Through fucking eBay and shit.
What? Let me get your PayPal. What's good? Honestly, I think the last time was probably like last month on Cincy. I blacked out with the boys and I was just like Snapchatting. I was like, yo, where you at? What are you doing?
Oh,
talking
hey.
About he bro, said, like 4:30 like 4:30 in the morning.
He sends them out in bulk.
Copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
You should see my copy and paste for fucking Christmas and Thanksgiving.
You're an idiot. Will, go ahead. Grill him.
Oh, what's the most drugs you've ever tripped on at once?
Oh, man.
No comment.
Man, he knows what's up, dude. Yeah, he's planning for his future.
That's true. You're right. That's a good answer right there.
I got a healthy brain, you know, focused on my career.
We're all going to grill Will now. Y'all ready?
Oh, I'm all the way ready.
Seth, go for it. Grill him. Ask him a question. Something you want to know.
Was it your choice to get your girl pregnant or not?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, you have a girl?
Yeah, I got a girl. Oh, I'm a little boy.
Congratulations.
It actually was. Dude, it was crazy because it was like, that actually was planned. So like we were out at
in damn, you get real deep, dog.
That was a good question.
We were out in LA, dog, and Mark. It was like our brand and all the stuff we do goes through like ups and downs, just like anything else.
Yeah.
And it was like Mark was kind of fucking off a lot, and I was just thinking like, fuck, I'm getting older. I'm almost at the age that my dad was when I was born. So
yeah.
I think I can be a dad. I wanted to get like challenge my life a little bit.
did you tell your girl, hey, I want to have a kid? Or you kind of expressed like surprise?
Yeah, something like that. I was just kind of like, hey, I'm not gonna pull out this time.
Damn, in the
like,
heat of the
and
moment.
She was just like, it's cool. I'm ready.
Damn.
Kind of like mutual thing.
You know
too.
That shit's hot, bro. When you hot and
heavy, you know you're in love.
Yeah. So yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Damn,
I'm honestly okay. I'm glad. I don't know
okay.
if I could ever.
Damn, I don't know how I'm gonna come out from that like that kind of question. You asked something so like personal. Now I feel like I'm gonna be like a. I feel like a Nessio asking him questions now.
That was just on the top of my head, like type question.
No, I feel sad too. Like it is scary, but I feel like your instincts kick in. Like once you like for a man, like when your child is born,
then
your instincts kick in of like I gotta be a protector. I gotta.
Dang. You know, so she like, oh, is it he or she?
She has a lot of family out in Dallas, so she goes on visits whenever I'm.
Oh, okay,
like,
but like she's already
he has a boy.
Oh, okay, but she's already been he's already been born.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's actually like 2 and a half.
Oh shit! Damn, dude, that's crazy.
Perfect age to get him to start drinking.
Just rub a little bit on his gums, dog.
Little bit of rumps in the Gerber.
Little droplets.
The schnapps, dude. Like, MD 2020s.
Hey,
the ones everyone starts sipping when you're 15.
You're the mad dog, dog. You're the mad dog. Jerry, how about you ask him a question? Go ahead.
What's, like, one of those moments where you're like, what the fuck, but at Cincy? You know?
Oh,
like, you're,
shit,
like, shit-faced and everything?
Yeah, that actually is, because, like, dude, my brother Mark, my partner and shit,
yeah.
the business, all that, he's, like, a rock and roller, dude. Like, that motherfucker, like, you can hand him anything, any drug, anything that you could think to give him, and he keeps his shit to stoic ass motherfucker. Yeah. You know? Like, you'll never know.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll let you know sometimes. Sometimes he'll play up that he's fucked up, but that's just, like, a show. Like, but he's, like, when it comes to, like, I'm shit-faced, you don't never know for sure if he's kidding or if it's for real. But, dude, I remember one time we got caught up because it was after... I forgot what we finished. We finished painting like a spot and everybody was just like celebrating, like, yeah, yeah, have a shot, have a shot. And I usually like here, Mark, but it was already at the point where he's had his fill. Uh-huh. So now I'm getting fucked, like having to take these things in. And I always go through like that head change when you're really fucked up.
Like,
you have to like question yourself, like, holy shit, is everything still like legit right now? Or is it just going to keep escalating to a point where I'm not going to remember till tomorrow, dude? And that when you hit that point, you can panic a little bit.
You hit the panic button a little bit?
Just like, you definitely got to go eat a pizza and like try and like fucking push the brakes.
For me, dog, when I get to that point, I just want to keep going. I'm like, let's just see.
Alcohol poisoning.
The universe loves you, dog. I feel like sometimes it's that to get me. I can't push it too hard.
Okay, hey, bro, I push my limits, bro. I've done some questionable fucking things.
I've seen Mark pretty faded. There's one day, this is kind of a crazy story. We went to Foam Wonderland last year.
Okay.
Big foam party downtown, all that shit. And then it was Mark, Keon, and I, and we were just, like, drinking heavy.
That's like the wild boy trifecta.
Right? Yeah, yeah. When it's Mark, Keon, and I, it's over, bro. Like, I'm going to just continue the story. So, Keon gives me his jacket, and I reach in the pocket, and there's, like, a fuck ton of Xan powder. Just, like, all crazy, all over the jacket. Everyone's like, like it was candy.
You're just
bro.
Questioning why everyone's face was in your pocket.
I wake up. I'm back at Lewis's crib, his old crib. I wake up. Keon's passed out in the living room with his pants off. Mark is passed out. And I wake up to a random girl.
Oh, shit, I thought you were going to say Mark's pants off. What happened between Mark and Keon?
Dude, I wake up to this random girl.
I never heard this story.
Only heard half of this story.
I wake up in Corey's room. I don't know if y'all know Corey's. He used to live with Lewis. I wake up in his room with this random bitch next to me. And Pablo's banging on the door. And he's like trying to wake me up. Like, oh, like, I guess he didn't know she was in there. And I wake up and I was like, I just turned over and I was like, what the fuck? And I'm looking at my text messages, bro, my Uber receipts. I had Ubered this bitch from, like,
all
the way east.
At least we got phones now.
Bro, I was so confused, and I just, like, walked around, and then Mark's just, like, like, talking shit. And I was like, dude, I was kind of terrified because I was like, I don't even know if I smashed, what happened. Like, I was like, I don't know anything. Like, I just was at...
You don't know if it was in or out.
I was at...
You're like, why am I sore from my ass?
I'm at Film Wonderland 1 second.
Why
is
my throat so sore?
I'm all confused.
Dude, the one time I partied with Mark, bro, we were in Scottsdale. It was me.
Scottsdale's crazy.
Me, him, and Louis. We left on Saturday night, bro. Like at 3 a.m, we were all pretty fucked up still. I don't know.
Like right after Cincy was the
age. I've done. Louis convinced me to go to Austin right after Cincy, like 3 or 4 times now.
You guys drive?
Yeah. Like, bounce. Dude, there's been
that's
some.
That's fucking crazy.
Even on flights.
That's like a 12-hour, like.
Yeah, dude, that's
long. Nah, it's like 8 and a half, bitch.
That's still a long
time.
I purposely,
every time I fly out of EP, I purposely book my flights to be at, like, 5 a.m. So I go out, black out, and go straight to the airport. Dude, last time I went to Austin, I get to the airport, faded. Like, we went to my homie's crib after Cincy, dabbed, fucking took an Uber to the airport. I wake up, like, we're in Austin. And the homies are like, yo, we're here. And I was like, huh? Like, good morning.
Damn, like that.
But I mean, and then I get there. And I get there.
Yo, that was leaving already. Leaving where? We're going back home.
By the time we get there, it's like 8, 9 a.m. Like, we have a whole day to do shit, you know?
Yeah, I feel.
Especially with Zannies. I feel like Zannies really keep you on a perpetual,
bro,
like,
Zannies.
Just keep going.
I've never done Zannies.
I don't even fuck with them no more just because of the bullshit that they put me through. But if you're ever going to Cali, if you're ever taking a road trip, and you're not driving, shit, it's like time traveling, bro.
Really?
We got to Hard Summer. To me, it was like 30 minutes, but apparently it was like 12 hours.
God damn,
I swear, bro. Once again, we rented a van, all of us. Louis, Keon,
I remember that.
There was 15 of us in a van. Crustiest van ever after the end of the trip, bro. Just a bunch of tweakers in there. We're all going to Hard Summer. Keon, Pablo, and I are just, like, faded in the van. We apparently got down at a Subway in Tucson and started buying a bunch of random shit. It's one of those, like, you know how when you're on
the
road
trip, only buy fucking sandwiches at Subway. What the fuck? Make me a fucking burger!
Shit. Yeah, some tomatoes. I legit don't even
know. They were slanging them out the back and shit.
Bro, next thing you know, I wake up and we're going up this mountain in San Bernardino and we're like 20 minutes from the Airbnb. And everyone's waking up and we're all like, yo, like we're here. Got straight to the Airbnb with Jake C and all that and started pounding.
Oh, like, yeah. I was supposed to go that time.
You should have. That trip was just like next level shit, bro.
I'm kind of glad I didn't go now because you can't be doing all that shit, man. I'm a son of Jesus. I'm a son of God, man. You didn't fucking let me finish telling you my fucking story about fucking Scottsdale, man.
Oh, yeah, continue.
You fucking cut. He's fucking storytelling. I like it, though. It's cool.
But I didn't even want to. Well, I have a better story.
I got a better Elephant Butte story. I got a better Austin story.
I haven't even told my Elephant Butte story. But continue.
So we show up to fucking Scottsdale, bro. The minute we pull up, we showered at your dad's place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we showered real quick, and we all had to kind of, like, share a couch and shit, bro. Like, there was a little couch and a big couch. So it just depended who landed on the couch first that you were going to sleep on, wherever. So the first night, we started drinking at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, bro. And everybody from El Paso was there because Drake was in town. So everybody, we ran into, like, Mecca. We ran into, fuck us.
The whole squad. Everybody
was out there. So we were fucking bowling, bro, till like the last thing I remember was around like 10 o'clock, and I was with hanging out with your brother, and I remember taking a shot with Sal Beltran, him and his girl. We took a shot, bro. That's the last thing I remember. And I lost your brother. I ended up at my boy's house, and I'm like, bro, never blacked out that hard before. I'm waking up from my blackout and I'm pounding on this random car. Oh, I'm just pounding on the doors and I'm trying to get in. I wake up and I'm like, what am I doing? And I'm like, dude, where am I? Like, I didn't know where I was. I'm like, dude, I'm lost. I was like, I don't have my phone. Like, I'm fucked. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then all of a sudden, I hear, Aaron! I'm like, what the fuck? So I look down the parking lot aisle, and it's my boy, Gary. He's like, Aaron, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, dude, where am I? Like, you're in my apartment, you fucking idiot. I was like, dude, where's my phone? It's like, it's inside. I'm like, dude, what? And I look, and it was like 2 o'clock. I'm like,
Your autopilot was just raging, though.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck my autopilot.
The funny thing is, like, I feel like, well, everyone from EP, like, if you were raised here, like, at least between like your early teens, early 20s, like anybody that's just been around here partying. I go out of town, like my homies, I got homies all over the place, you know, every time I go visit them, we'll go party with their friends. And the thing about El Paso people is like, any fucking moment of the day, they're just pounding.
Dude, it could be at any time. And you're
I have a group chat with everyone from my high school class, like back in the day, everyone still just sent snaps like wherever, and they're just pounding like at all times.
Dude, that's El Paso's a drinking ass city.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We drink. Like, more than anywhere,
Dude, I've had to, like, my cousins tell me stories of, like, in Juarez and shit, that they'll be drinking. He's like, we drank like 30 fucking 40 ounces, drank for 2 days straight, just slept for like a couple hours, woke up, kept going.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Instead of being hungover, you just gotta continue drinking.
Just keep drinking. Like Vince,
little bay leaves with your coffee.
Dude, I've been stuck on the bridge for hungover as fuck.
Yeah,
no AC.
Oh, 3 hour
line dog early in the morning, like a. Well, early in the sense of, like, 12 in the afternoon.
Early in the morning, like, it's, like, early in the afternoon.
Early for a night out.
I don't have to be crossing back, and the CPS workers always got to ask you, they're like, oh, do you have anything to declare? Like, what were you doing in Mexico? It's, like, 5 in the morning, everyone reeks of tequila.
It's like, always funny how they make you, like, bullshit your way through that. They don't care.
Yeah, and I'm like,
they're not going to arrest you.
Go have dinner at my
they just like to see what's
everyone's,
story.
Like, throwing up, like, completely
plastered. People in the back, like, I'm hungover.
You still got all your fucking wristbands and shit.
You fucking X's
on your
wrist. You have X's and wristbands. The biggest finesse, honestly. I remember those days.
Are y'all ready for this Ayaybo?
Let's do it.
All right, man. So this is the first time I'm doing this.
Explain to us what this Ayaybo is.
All right, so this is the first time I'm doing it in the podcast. This is a bowl, and it literally says the Ayaybo. Ayaybo.
Ayay.
Ayay. Ayay. And in this bowl contains little cards, and you got to do what the card tells you. If not, you got to take a shot.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. All right, Jerry, go first. Shake it up. Shake that
hole. Aye, aye.
Everyone's got to do it.
Aye, aye.
Aye, aye.
Go ahead, man. What does it say?
Show your most recent Instagram DM that you sent.
All right.
Ooh. I mean, how many signs have you got?
If you don't want to do it, you got to take a shot. But it's, if you want to show us, go ahead.
That's
your most recent DM.
The Twitter fingers, I got to erase them before they
snap.
I'm just deleting them real quick.
I'm about to snap my phone now.
And so at the end of this, y'all get to write one yourselves and put it in. Right, so cool. Next time for the next guest, then they might get fucked with your cards.
You gotta bring this over to the crib soon so we can just drink it.
There's a, I only made five because I was like, you know, I don't want to make too many. I don't want to take all the ideas.
Honestly, bro, that's not even that bad.
That's like
my most recent shit.
Halfway. Oh, it's just, oh, okay. Yeah, just it's just your fucking, let me look at this shit.
He's trying to find some gold.
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to scroll now, but there's just somebody to like the messages. So I know you.
He's a child of God.
All right, here we go. Sebi. Shaking up look. Shaking up the AI bowl. Go ahead. AI picked up. Not the same one in the same place. Go for it. What does it say? Read in the mic.
Show us your most recent saved image.
Ooh.
Wait, am I allowed to
check? No, you can't check. You got to, you either decide now or you take a shot.
Alright, we'll show it.
Yeah, confidence is key.
Yeah, look at this guy.
My most recent saved image. Well, there's a picture of
me.
It.
I need to see it.
I took this. The one before it.
Oh my god, is that cool? Let me take a Snapchat and send it. Let me put it.
We got a picture of me with the microphone right now with the middle finger up that I sent to Mark. And then we have a picture of Corey.
Let me see the one of Corey.
That just ate a ghost pepper.
Yeah, is he crying now?
Yeah, he ate a ghost pepper.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
I think they actually like smoked ghost peppers. Some crazy.
They smoked ghost peppers?
They either
who the fuck would do
they,
that, dude?
They would. They either smoked it or
not,
he
that's
ate
not
it.
Cool, man.
Who knows, but.
Don't do that,
that's
guys.
The most reason to save two pictures on my phone. All
have right. You seen this shit for like the
get
ghost
me.
Pepper chips?
They make ghost pepper everything nowadays.
Oh, when it's like the single chip?
I don't understand why people do that shit, dude.
There's only three left.
Yo, you've ever met pepper spray?
No, and I'm glad I haven't.
What does it say?
Let's see. Call your ex or the last person you were talking to.
Oh, well, it's because you've been with your baby mama.
I've been with my girl for like 13 years now. Well, actually, I didn't know that they
13's an unlucky number.
I know. I'm automatic fucking shot.
You're an automatic shot because, you know, you all fucking booed up and shit. I'm not going to do me because I'm the host of the show. I'm
gonna okay. So nobody gets to ask you nothing.
All right.
All
right,
let's see. I'll
you're just doing it for the shot, huh?
Oh, shit, dude. Take two shots.
Damn.
I wanted to write that for the next
guest.
All right.
You can write three shots if you want.
Take three shots or take one.
Fuck it. Let's do it for the podcast. Well, can we count this one as a shot? Okay.
Yeah, we'll do.
Damn.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. We should have done this with a rum bottle.
Hell no.
What's up, first baby? Why are you so quiet?
Yeah, baby.
Why are you
baby
so quiet?
Okay, I'll quiet. Yo, we finished. We almost hit the bottle.
What you mean?
Ay-yay.
Big ay-yay. Oh, fuck. I gotta take it now?
It's my
podcast.
Tell us a dumb story. Now you can wait.
Tell us about how you got into DJing.
Oh, man.
That's true.
I used to fucking DJ since, like, high school, dog. Yeah. I had, like, a little fucking tiny... Do y'all ever see my fucking... the video of when I was like clowning on Hype House.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw that little mixer the baby was holding? That was the mixer I started on. I
started
that tiny little mixer.
Yeah, yeah.
I still have it. It doesn't work no more, but.
So what made you want to like do music? Or did you used to rave a lot?
Yeah, I used to rave a lot, bro. Like that's how I got into Hype House.
Like they hit it in like warehouse ones?
Nah, like fucking, you know, SMG shit. Like the fucking Club 101.
Shout out Buchanan's all day.
Buchanan's too, like.
Oh, yeah. That's that like big old, like, it's like out in by the Trevino or some shit.
Yeah, well, it's closed now, but.
Yeah.
That one.
And they closed that shit down. I remember we saw the Schoolboy Q show there.
I remember one time I went with Steve Aoki and another plumber.
Oh, yeah, I saw Schoolboy Q at Buchanan's. Yeah.
I saw TJR, Borgward, GTA.
I saw fucking Diplo there.
Diplo. That was the first time we came to EP.
Yeah, that was the first time. That's like the first time he's been here. Like,
bro, twice. I paid $90 to go to that show because it's sold out.
Dude, I don't know. I paid like around that price. Like
everyone gets shook to come to EP. Dude, like if like they don't think it's in the United States.
What?
Like when a lot of artists don't roll through. Dude,
last year we took one to Kentucky and they were just walking around like, wow, like little kids. They couldn't believe
they were millionaires.
They're like this is a third world country. You know? It's like,
they're like, wow, should we just give everybody a dollar on here?
Nah, the biggest thing they were hyped on was they had flavored cigarettes out there. So
yo, that's the only, I'm always like, yo, when my boys go out there, I'm like, yo, bring me some fucking
flavored cigarettes. Yeah, J-Town, you gotta get some flavored cigs.
Yo,
for real. They got flavor ones?
Yeah, yeah, they got all kinds. They don't give a fuck out there, dog.
Smoking age is 9.
No, I'm just kidding. Imagine fucking little 9-year-old sign crack on the street.
That's the fucking the yayo age.
No, but what was the question? Oh yeah, DJing. So yeah. I got into house music, and then I kind of started learning how to DJ, and I started doing like the house party shit. And I didn't really start DJing in the bars till like a few years after that, because I kind of stopped DJing. I was working at Forever 21 for a little bit, and then I was being a big ass hoe.
You're Forever 21.
I was Forever 21. Other than that, you know, that's how it went. What? I guess I got to take this shot now, huh?
Cheers, I'll take
it. Hey, cheers, guys, because podcast actually coming to a close already. Good job, guys. Hey, you don't got anything going on. Hold on, huh? Got to give this guy a little bit.
Yeah, what you doing over here?
There we go. There you go. Ooh. Nice little shot. All right, y'all. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to the podcast, huh? To the Ayay Bowl. Well, guys, come to the end. Thank you for being my guest, Seb. Will.
Yeah, Jerry. Thank you for having us.
Of course, of course. So go ahead, plug yourself in one more time.
For us, we're mural artists. We do photography at Thousand Grams Club. Okay. Pretty much anything you Google, Thousand Grams Club, we own it. It's ours. We have the trademark.
If you see the big bunny sign, you know, that's
the bunny stuff, all the bunny stuff in town.
You guys do a lot of the artwork here in town, too, mm-hmm. for, like the major bars and, like, for neon and shit.
Yeah,
so.
All the murals and everything.
Fuck yeah. What about you, Seb? Go ahead. So plug yourself in one more time.
My name's Seb. I'm a photographer. Shoot shows, portraits, anything that I think is fucking dope.
Suck dick.
You can find me online at Life of Seb, lifeofsebmedia.com.
There you go.
All at me.
Jerry?
My name's Jerry, but, you know, like, my stage name is Uvalid. You can find me like basically on all streaming platforms because I'll make music or play shows here. All my ads, they're all going to be at I Am Uvalid.
I Am Uvalid. Okay, cool, man.
Or well, Uvalid. Like
Uvalid. Yeah. Oh, so spell it out for me because I'm confused. If I'm confused. They might be confused. You never know. One of my listeners might be stupid. They'd be like, oh, he said Uvalid.
Yeah, for the record,
you get that on our Instagram. My name is Seb. We'll be posting murals and people are like, y'all painted that? And it's like, yeah, that's all we post.
My name is Seb, not Seth or Sam or any other bullshit name.
Or whatever you're fucking thinking about right now, you dumbass. Okay. Spell it for me, Jack.
It's Uvalid.
Okay. All right, man. Well, thank y'all for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Peace.
Peace.